The CBS Radio Workshop, dedicated to man's imagination, the theater of the mind. Tonight, a pre-release performance of Hugo Weisgall's The Stronger, a recorded one-act, one-voice opera chosen by the American Chamber Music Committee to be given a major performance on record as part of the Columbia Modern American Composer Series. Serving on the American Chamber Music Committee are Virgil Thompson, composer and critic as chairman, Aaron Copland, composer and chairman of the faculty of the Berkshire Music Center, Henry Cowell, composer and professor of composition, Peabody Institute of Music, Baltimore, Maryland, William Schumann, president of Juilliard School of Music, and Goddard Lieberson, president of Columbia Records. Here is Mr. Lieberson.
When the Committee for the Modern American Music Series, which included the speaker, first heard a test record that was submitted of a chamber opera by a composer named Hugo Weisgall, we were all struck by what seemed to us to be the emergence of a genuine American opera composer. A composer who seemed to have grasped not only the elements of his work as a musician, but also those important elements that make up that rare being, a genuine theatrical composer. The Stronger, a small opera based on a play by Strindberg, is perhaps not immediately accessible in its full values, but what is immediately accessible is the dramatic impact. I think that perhaps as far as the music is concerned, the best thing I can do is quote from the notes that Mr. George Rochberg has supplied for this record. He says, "In general, it is difficult to place Weisgall's musical style. Not that it is important or necessary to do so. We are too fond of labeling composers today. Still, his music leans heavily in the direction of a freely handled chromatic palette without ever sounding like so-called atonal music. The diversity of harmonic palette is evident in The Stronger, as is the composer's sensitivity to orchestral color. The most important thing is, of course, that these means are not to be judged by themselves, but entirely in relation to the dramatic situation to which they are applied and which they delineate so beautifully."
And now, Hugo Weisgall's The Stronger, sung by Adelaide Bishop and conducted by Alfredo Antonini.
At his club.
I do hate singing on a warm Christmas Eve in a restaurant. May I sit down? Even if you like to be alone, I don't think it's wholesome.
French are so cold-blooded.
I suppose it's only the children who keep me at it year after year. I've worked like a slave for weeks. Every morning I've been told, shopping, and then wretches. They'll drag us out of bed at dawn. Tomorrow morning. But don't you want to see some of these marvelous things? Isn't this a sweet infant? She'll do anything to prevent and protect. We never had anything like that. And here's a pair of slippers for Harold. Maroon. I hate maroon. But he must have everything that one color. Slippers, ties, dressing gown. See what small feet he has. 7.5. But not effeminate. The way he walks up and down, like the tiger in the zoo. Of course, you've never seen him that way. In dressing gown and slippers. But then he loses his temper. He really stops.
Who stole the bulb from my study lamp again?
Oh, when the lamp that breaks down and cold brass from the floor.
My God, my feet are freezing, but a fortune in oil goes up in smoke.
But I am mean. His little weaknesses in public. He's almost perfect, really.
What are you laughing at?
That little beast, Audrey, she made a play for him the last time I was on the road. I deplored all her ways. I'm glad I heard about it first from him and not from my dear. She's not the only one. Why should they all make passes at my poor husband? Maybe they think because he's a producer, he'll give them jobs and build them into stars. Why does every snip of a debutante fancy herself?
hid him. But there I go, being catty again. Let's look at some more of these nice things. Aren't these the cutest little soldiers? And this haunting knife pretty? Just like the real thing. Oh, did I frighten you? Tell me something you know I couldn't hurt a mosquito. But it was so strange, the way we met. At first, I was afraid of you, so much afraid, I didn't dare to let you out of sight again. No matter how I plan my day, I always end it somewhere near you. I didn't have the courage to hate you, so I became your friend. When you called on Harold and me, something was wrong. I saw he didn't like you, and it annoyed me like a tight shoe. I asked him to be nice to you, but it was no good until you were engaged. Thank you.
and he was pale. I scarcely noticed at the time. I haven't thought about it since. I never really thought of it. Haven't said a single word. You just let me talk. You sit and stare by like a spider catching flies. Your eyes have drawn out thoughts. Thoughts that I was never conscious of. Break your engagement? Why won't you visit us tonight? You needn't say a single word. All at once, it's clear to me.
You
dreams. But I'm not. Who could be angry with a dead woman? And as for hurt, why should I worry if you or someone else taught me to dream? Never fattening. And if I learn to dress from you, so much the better. It helps me hold my husband. My gain is your loss. Yes, I think you have lost him entirely. Of course, you meant for me to break with him. But you see, I have a thick skin. I never do that. So, suppose he did. But the flesh is mine.
You have been listening to the CBS Radio Workshop premiere performance of The Stronger, a recorded opera based on a play by August Strindberg, adapted by Richard Hart, with music by Hugo Weisgall, sung by Adelaide Bishop, and conducted by Alfredo Antonini. The Columbia recording of The Stronger will be available at music stores next week. This is Roger Foster inviting you to join us next week when, from Hollywood, we will present Hamlet Revisited, another point of view about Shakespeare's great heroic figure. The CBS Radio Workshop is produced in New York by Paul Roberts. In the current issue of TV Radio Mirror magazine is an interesting article on Who's Who on CBS Radio Workshop. TV Radio Mirror is now on sale at all newsstands. Stay tuned for 5 minutes of CBS News, to be followed on most of these stations by My Son Jeep. This is the CBS Radio Network.